早晨好，很高兴今天见到大家。
I thank the Lord for His goodness this morning.
我感谢神为他的美善，为他的良，为他的善美好，感谢他。
I thank you all for the prayers that you have prayed.
谢谢大家为我祷告。
But please don't stop. It's still working.
你们真的，请你们不要停止为我祷告，因为我真的是需要。
I think I'm doing pretty good. And next thing is this hand. Next thing is this hand.
我就是一会儿这个手痛，一会儿那个手痛，然后请大家真的是持续的为我祷告。
At least it's a surprise.
对我来讲，这是一个一个出乎意外的事情。
This morning I feel very blessed to be able to bring God's word.
今天早上我觉得我很有这个尊荣，能够来讲，来传讲神的话语。
You know, when I was in China, we had wonderful meetings this time.
这次呢，我们就是三月份我们去中国，我们有非常好的。
But it just seemed special this time.
这次呢，就是三月份我去，觉得很特别。
And actually, I felt so good.
我在中国觉得特别的精神特别好。
I really was excited.
我就是很兴奋。
I thought when I go home now, I'm going to have strength to do some things because I felt very strong.
他说，我就想，哎呀，我回到美国之后，我就有力量来做很多事情，因为我现在觉得好。想强壮一些。
3 days after I got to Taiwan,
三天到我到达台湾三天以后呢
，I felt like a horse kicked me.
然后我就好像有个马在踢我似的。
And it's been kicking me ever since.
从那个时候身上就痛，就好像那个马在踢你的骨头。
Well, I thank God that we got through China. God gave us wonderful service. That's all that really matters.
但是我感谢神，真的是让我们这次去中国的宣教之行，这个是最重要的，都很成功，都很顺利。
This morning I want you to turn to Revelations 1.
今天早晨我想让大家翻到这个圣经的经节是启示录第一章。
You might say, well, there goes Sister Schwartz again on the second coming.
她说好了，那个妈咪又要开始讲主耶稣的再来了。
And you are right.
你对的是，你猜对了，我今天是要讲主耶稣的再来。
But if we take it in, we will be enriched.
如果我们真的是能够明白这个再来，真的是我们自己会，真的是会得到很多。
Can we read that from the verse 1 to 18 and be careful as you read it and see what it says?
让我们能不能从第一章的第一节读到第八节，当我们读的时候来思想到底在讲什么。我们大家一起可以来读，在屏幕上有耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事情指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座前的七灵，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督，有恩惠、平安归于你们。他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能都归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Amen.
看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭。这话是真实的。阿们。主神说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅嘎，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Okay, now I want to give you a little, I won't say introduction.
我现在讲一些序言，就是前面的序曲。
Sometimes we can read things and go over them and not quite get it.
有时候我们读过去就读过去了，也不知道在讲什么。
Now we want to see what this book of Revelation is.
我们来想想启示录到底是在讲什么。
And it is not Revelations.It's revelation.
它不是说很多的启示，它就是一个启示。
So that means it's one concise revelation.
它是一个整体的一个简洁的一个启示。
Now, who was this book given to?
这本书的读者是谁呢
？I'm sorry, this revelation given to.
这个启示是给谁的呢
？Some of you right away would say, "What was John?"
哦，你会说那是给约翰的。
No,
不是给约翰的。
If you notice in that very first verse,
如果你仔细看看第一句话讲的是什么呢
？This was a special revelation between God and Jesus.
这是一个从神和耶稣基督而来的特别的启示。
We want to see here that it says here, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him.
就是神赐给他，是给了耶稣基督的启示，是神给他的。
Now he had a purpose for that.
神是有一个目的的。
Because Jesus would understand all these things that are happening. But he said, the next little phrase says he gave to him to show unto his servants the things that would shortly come to pass.
就是说当然主耶稣知道要发生什么事情但这些事是要给他是要将很快就要就是在很短的时间要发生的事情呢指示他的众仆人。
Now, so we see now that Jesus sent the angel to John.
所以呢我们就看到主耶稣送他的天使去就是给约翰到约翰面前。
And now we recognize that it came from God to Jesus.
我们知道这是从
This revelation went from Jesus to John.
首先呢这个启示是从神给了耶稣基督耶稣基督呢又给了约翰又通过那个天使给约翰。
To show his children, his servants, what's to happen.
就要显示给他的仆人和他的孩子说将来要发生什么事情。
Now I want you to notice it didn't say to the world.
他没有说这个启示是给这个世界的。
It didn't say to the unbelievers.
他也没有说是给这个不信主的人的。
It said to his servants.
他说是他的众仆人。
So we see then that now John has, the angel of the Lord has spoken to John.John has seen Jesus.
天使呢就对约翰晓谕了然后呢约翰见过耶稣你在这
If you read on in that chapter, you'll see that he sees Jesus.
在这个你如果读第一章你会看到约翰就见到耶稣了。
But he didn't know him.
但是他没有认出他。
Because now Jesus was the conquering king.
因为现在耶稣是一个得胜的王。
With blazing eyes.
然后是眼如火炬。
Shining feet that just was like burning bright.
他的脚如光明的铜。
He saw him in his power.
现在约翰见到了耶稣就是在他的全能里在他的能权力全能里看到他。
Too many times we see him only as the good shepherd.
我们很多时候看到他只是好牧人的形象。
We see him as a compassionate Lord.
我们看到他是蛮有怜悯的神主。
But you see, we remember that the word of God was saying that Jesus came to show us what his father was like.
你知道主耶稣来的目的是要让我们显示他的父亲是天父是什么样子的。
So when we saw the teachings of Jesus,
所以当我们读主耶稣的教导的时候教训的时候
these were from the heart of God,
这些教训呢
to show mankind,
都是从天父从父神的心里来的向人类看到。
So now we see that this is a letter to the church.
所以我们看到这个启示录呢是给教会的书信。
There were many churches in Asia.
在那个亚细亚有很多教会。
But we see that he picked out seven.
但是神选了七个教会。
And we're going to hear a little bit about that.
我们会看一些神给这个教会的信息。
But you see, he tells us,That he, the Lord, is that one is which is, and which was, and which is to come.
他告诉我们，神，主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的，也会再来的神。
In this we see the Jesus of the past.
我们在这里面看到主耶稣的过去。
And what he has said then. Then we see the Jesus of today.
然后我们看到现在的主耶稣。
And then we see the power of Jesus.For tomorrow.
我们也看到主耶稣在他的以后要来的时候他的全能。
So we see now that here we are facing Jesus.
现在我们面对主耶稣的时候
as his servants.
就是作为仆人的身份来面对他。
And he said he gave us a blessing.
他给我们一个祝福一个特别的祝福。
He said, blessed are those who read this.
他说念这书上预言的就有福了。
That hear this word of prophecy.
你听见了这个预言。
And to keep these things which are written.
又遵守其中所记载的是有福的。
Now when you read Revelation.
当你去读启示录。
You begin to see there's only two chapters.
你只看到前面有两章。
That you and I have anything to do with.
只有两章是给我们的。
After the third, fourth verse, fourth chapter, we're in heaven.
在第四章之后，那个时候呢，我们就在天上。
That's where John is, before the throne, seeing the sun, seeing many things that are going to
happened.
But what we must understand is that Jesus so loved his
church
that before he could give anything else, he had to come and warn the church
about
what they were doing. And if us that study, you study how he gives them some compliments and how then he tells them what is wrong with what they're doing.
他首先他会指出他们所做的对的地方，长处，让他们做的不对的地方。
What their reward will be. But if they don't change, he tells them what their reward, what they're going to get.
如果他们不改，他们会得到什么样，有什么样的后果？
I want you to look at Revelations 2.
我们想看，现在来看那个启示录第二章，1到5节。
1 through 5. And please keep in memory
要记住,
that he is not talking to the world.
他不是对这个世界讲话,
he is not talking to those who claim to be unbelievers.
他不是对那些不信主的人讲,
his last warning
他最后的警告,
was to the church.
是对教会的,
that ought to tell us something.
这真的是对我们来讲意味着什么?
And you know, when I look at in the first chapter of Revelation,
you see
that picture of Jesus standing there before John with blazing eyes. Now, we, you know, that's where we express ourselves. That's where we see.
然后就在那个时候，就是我们，他就是来表，就是我们所看到的。
He's neither nearsighted or farsighted.
他眼目如火炬，他也不是近视眼，也不是远视眼。
He can look down into souls of each one of us and know where we are.
他可以看到我们灵魂的深处，知道我们现在是什么样的，在什么样的地步。
And this is what he's trying to tell us.
这是他想要告诉我们的。Now
the first church he went to was the church of Ephesus.
神所到的第一个教会是以弗所教会。And
that's verses 1 through 5.
这就是讲到第一节到第五节。
He said, unto the church of Ephesus, I write these things.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说,
and as a pastor, I could get very excited.
如果我是那个教会的牧师,
as
我会很兴奋,
I see what this church is like.
然后我看看，哦，这个教会，我会觉得很兴奋，看这个教会是什么样子。
It's almost the dream of any evangelical pastor.
这是你如果能去这样的教会牧会，那简直是你的梦想，这么好的教会。
He went on to tell them
他就往前继续, 耶稣就继续讲, 主耶稣,
these things he's writing to this church.
他就写给那个教会说,
he said, I know thy works.
他说我知道你的行为。
Now he knows our works.
他也知道我们的行为。
He's going to know if we're going to go in with those that are going to bless the homosexuals or whether we're not.
他说我们也知道我们会是要去跟那些去祝福那些同性恋呢，还是我们不会。
But this particular church, as you read on, they're not going to take on anything that they think is not of God.
这个教会呢，对任何不属神的事情，他们认为就是跟不是神的事情，他们都不会接受。
He said, I know your labor, I know your patience.
他说我神说，我知道你的劳碌，也知道你的忍耐。
How you cannot bear anything that is evil.
也知道你不能容忍恶人。
And you tried those that say they were apostles and were not.
你也曾试验那些自称为使徒和却不是使徒的。
He said, you have been laboring and you have fainted not.
你虽然劳碌辛苦，但是你没有灰心。
Would sound like a strong evangelical church.
这看起来是一个非常强的一个传福音的教会。
And I have been in the church long enough, 60 years.
我在教会里已经待了60年，我知道。
That I have recognized that as I grew up, I took the rules of my church very seriously.
就是在我这个在成长的时候，我把教会的这个规则这些规条非常认真。
We were expected to labor.
我们都非常的劳碌。
We were expected to stand up against any evils.
我们就是被期望要站起来，要抵挡邪恶。
And in our human eyes, sometimes we've counted on that.
有时候在我们从我们人的眼光来看，我们就靠着那个。
But he said to that church,
但是主耶稣对那个教会说,
I have somewhat against you.
但是我有一件事情要责备你。
You have left your first love.
就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
I want to tell you,
我想告诉大家,
it's not what we keep.
不是什么我们所保遵守的。
We will keep what the lover of our soul wants.
我们会保守我们的这个神的这个我们灵魂所
爱的。When you love someone,
当我们的爱是哪个某人的时候
，You want to do the very best for.
你就想当你爱这个人的时候，你就想为他做最好的。
When you love someone, you protect them and care for them and support them.
你当你爱一个人的时候，你会保护他们，你会支持他们。
You don't have to have someone standing over you and say, "You've got to do this. You've got to do that. You better do this if you love." No.
你要有爱一个人的话。
The heart of true love.Is what obeys.
那个你，如果你真爱一个人，你不需要一个人告诉你旁边说你要做这个，你要做那个。当你真的是有这个真爱的一个心呢，就是你就想要去保护、去爱、去做，为这个人做所有的。
So he is saying to the first church.
所以主耶稣对第一个教会说
，I see all your works.
我知道你所有的行为、你的工作。
And I applaud them.
真的是我真的称赞你。
It's what you really should do.
那真的是你需要做的。
But in doing these,
但你在做的过程中呢
，you've lost the spirit of law.
你慢慢的就失掉了这个起初这个爱的心。
It has become the spirit of law.
你就变成只是说守这个律，
It's become the spirit of working.
只是变成做工而已。
And of trying to stand for what's right, but have lost that love.
你在抵挡邪恶，但是你在心里却失去了那种对神的爱。
Now let me tell you.
让我告诉你们。
We have got to love God.
我们真的需要去爱神。
You can say whatever you want to say.
你想说怎么说都可以。
Because we're used to doing that in the United States.
我们在美国一般都是这样，过去都是这样做。
You think what you want, I'll think what I want.
你可以说你想说的，我说我想说的，我们都可以自由言论。
I think it's right, you can think it's wrong.
你可以觉得那个对，但是我可以觉得那个错。
I really don't think God cares. You know, it's.
你可以说我不觉得神在意这个。
He wants us to be happy.
神可能想要我们有些人会觉得说神就想让我们高兴。
My friend, God cares a great deal about our happiness, but first he wants to see our love.
神呢确实也在意，很在意我们的是不是幸福，是不是高兴。但是神最在意的第一个是我们对他的爱。
And it's that love that brings us the happiness of God.
因为当你爱神的时候，你真的可以让神的心欢喜。
Why? Because no one has to tell you that you are one with Him.
不需要有人告诉你，你跟神是合一的。
This is what He wants.
这是神所想要的，我们对他的爱。
You say, "I want peace." Let me tell you when.
你说我想要和平。
He is the love of your heart. You have peace.
当他是你心中所爱的，你就有平安。
It doesn't matter in sickness or health, or riches and poorness. You have.Peace.
不管你是贫穷是富贵是健康 是有疾病只要你有神的爱你的心里是有平安的
That's why those young men in Ethiopia could, at 15 years old could stand there with a knife at their throat and say give up Jesus and they said we can't
这就是为什么在埃塞俄比亚那些15岁的小男孩他们面对神的这个刀枪对这个人杀他们头的时候他们说我不会放弃神的名我宁愿被砍头
Because they were keeping the rules
是因为他们在遵守这个规则吗？
No, 不是 ，because they loved him，
因为他们爱主耶稣。
So he's saying, remember this。
所以主耶稣说，你要记住。
And if you come back and remember what I brought you from，
如果你能记住神是把我们从什么样的境况中带出来的。
You see, we all need to get humbled before God。
我们真的是要在神面前谦卑。
Forget what your thoughts are。
忘掉你过去的这些不好的念头。
Reverend Kennedy, that used to be at the Presbyterian Church in Coral Ridge or Coral Gables.
You mean the justice?
No,
Hebrew.
No,
他说有一个叫肯尼迪，曾经是一
个
长老会的一个牧者，他是一个讲了一个很好一篇讲章。
He said, "I don't believe, I don't take for granted that any of my Presbyterian members."Are Christians.
他说我不会觉得好像这是应当的，就是我任何这个长老会的会员都是基督徒。
Until they're born again, until they love.
直到他们真的是重生，真的是爱主。
So he said, "Now go and because thou art fallen, remember what you came from."
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
Remember what I've done for you.
记住我为你所做的。
And he said, "If you don't."
如果你不悔改的话。
I will take away your candles.
我就把你的灯台挪去。
Except thou repentest.
所以呢，你现在要悔改。
We could begin crying out. That's not fair.
你会对神说这个不公平啊，这样做是好像很很。
I worked hard. I was faithful. I kept all the rules. I did everything I can to fight against sin. And why? That's not fair.
我很忠心，我也努力的，我也不能容忍罪恶。为什么你还这样呢？我对你也很忠心，这样的好像很公平。
He said he appreciated those, but he cannot accept.
但是主耶稣说他确实很赞赏我们的行为，但是他不能接受这个，除非你真的心里边有对主耶稣的爱。所以我们每个人都要到神面前来问他说，主啊，我对你有那种爱吗？当我读你的话语的时候，我心里边有这种燃烧火热的爱吗？如果你没有，
Take away your candles.
神说了，我会把你们的灯台从原处挪去。
There were candlesticks in heaven after.
在天上有灯台。
You see what he's saying is, I'm coming.
主耶稣在讲的是我要来了。
Tell the church.
我要告诉我的教会。
What I expect of them.
我所期待的你们是什么
？There'll be no surprises.
在那个时候，希望我们不会吃惊。
Then he went to another church.
然后主耶稣又去了另外一个教会。
Revelations 3:1-2.
在启示录第三章第一到二节。
Now I tell you the truth, this church didn't have anything that he called good.
这个教会里边没有一样是主耶稣能够可以让主耶稣赞赏的。
He said unto the church at Sardis, writes, These things saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说。
I know thy works.
我知道你的行为。
That thou hast a name that thou livest, and yet you're dead.
按名你是活的，其实是死的。
You see, there's a whole lot of churches.
在那里有很多很多的教会。
Filled with dead Christians.
里边充满了死的基督徒。
We've gotten to the place where we think that once I've been saved, I can do anything I want. I've been brought into the kingdom.I don't see that here.
我在有些人就觉得说，哦，我一旦得救了，我就可以想干什么就干什么，我就可以去天堂。但是圣经上这里不是这么讲的。
Because all of these churches started out.
这些所有的教会刚开始的时候
，serving God，
都是在服侍神。
But suddenly now here is the Sardis church.
突然呢，这边有这个撒迪的教会。
And he's looking at that church, he said,
神看这个教会说
，You think you're Christian?
你觉得你是基督徒
？But you're dead.
但是你是死的，你没有。
You see, they never really were Christian.
他们从来就没有真正成为基督徒。
In the Word of God, he said, His judgment.
在神里面，神给出他的判断。
There'll be those who stand up and say, I preach for you, I healed, I did things in the name of Jesus, and he said, I never knew you.
主耶稣在他的话语里面讲了，有些人说，站在神的面前说，我按你的名传道，我医治，我医病，我行神迹。主耶稣说，我从来不认识你。
Why?
为什么？
Because none of us are ever going to get to heaven unless we're born again of the Spirit.
除非你真的是从圣灵重生，要不然你就不可以去天堂，去不了天堂。
Sometimes I have to confess to you.
有些时候我要向你们承认。
That through these years I've had.
这么多年。
They've come to classes and they've heard and they like what they hear, and they'll say, you know, I want to believe in Jesus.
有好多人到我们的课上就说。
I'm going to believe in Jesus.
有些好多人就说哦，他们很喜欢他们听到，就对我说哦，我们想要，我很喜欢这个，我想要相信主耶稣。
And for so many of them, it's just a
对很多人来讲，他们所信的只不过是头脑中的知识。
One of my girls came to me, the Chinese,
有一个台湾的女孩，就是我那时候教的课上，她对我说：“她说妈咪。”
She said, "All this time, I've had a head knowledge."
她说：“所有这些年，我所有的只是头脑中的知识。”
But she said, "Now I have a heart knowledge."
我现在我的心里真的是有这个知识。
You will not get to heaven unless you've been born again.
除非你重生，不然你是没法去天堂的。
If you cannot go back to the time when you gave your life and when you confessed your sins, you see, we all have to recognize we're sinners before God.
我们要，如果你不能说回想到你过去什么时候你到神面前承认你的罪，因为我们在神面前我们是罪人。
And if we think we can slip in like that, we can. We must repent and be born again of the Spirit.
如果我们不是说真的是能够承认自己的罪，如果你 如果你不是真的从神从神重生，你没有这个心理的知识，你真的要悔改，从圣灵而生。
You ever wonder why we have so many denominations?
你知道为什么我们有这么多宗教派吗？
Because every one of them thinks their doctrine's right.
每个人都觉得自己的教义是正确的。
You ask them, they some of them would die for their doctrines.
你知道有些人他们可以为了他们所信的这个教义，他们可以为他们的教义死。
But let me tell you, unless those doctrines says that you must humble yourselves.
除非那些教义说你必须要谦卑在神面前。
Repent.
然后悔改。
And then we believe that Jesus washes away our sin.
这时候呢，神真的，当你真的悔改，神就把你的罪洗净、洗清。
So he's saying to this church, unless you do that,
神对耶稣对这个教会说，除非你这样做
，that I find nothing in you.
我在你的行为在我面前没有一样是完全的。
Can you imagine when Jesus comes again, and I think I'm going to make it because I'm a church maker?
你觉得当主耶稣来的时候，你说我可以到天堂，就因为我是教会的成员吗？然后突然你意识到说，突然你我还在这里。
There's going to be a many a person.
有很多很多的人。
Its heart's going to really, I can't explain it. I don't.
我没办法解释，我不知道怎么用言语来描述。
Then it comes to the last church.
然后耶稣到了最后一个教会。
Now the last church was what we, the name of it was Laodicea.
这个中文叫老底嘉教会。
Now that church was probably in a community where.But the city itself was probably pretty prosperous.
他可能这个老底嘉所处的这个城市呢，是一个很富有的城市。
Many times it's called the Last Day Church.
很多时候被称为这个末世的教会。
End Time Church.
它是一个那个是一个那个末世最后的末世的教会。
This is what he says. He said, "You know."
主耶稣说。
He said, "You know, I know your works."
我知道你的行为。
They're neither hot nor cold.
你也不冷也不热。
So you're sort of in, and you're not quite all the way in.
你好像在教会里，好像又不完全在里面。
And he said there's a reason for that.
为什么呢？
But he said I want you to know if you're neither hot nor cold, I'm going to spit you out.
因为你既不冷也不热，所以我就把你从口中吐出来。
Now that is very graphic.
这个是一个很形象的一个很形象的一个描述。
You know when I don't when a child doesn't like anything.
当我看一个、
oh, when it spits it out.
小孩你给他喂小孩你知道他不喜欢什么东西他就
给你吐出来。So there's something about this that goes to the hearts of Jesus that wants to spit them.
所以这个教会有些东西让主耶稣想把他给吐出来。
He said, I'd rather you be cold.
他说你我巴不得你或冷或热。
Because at least when you're cold, you may recognize that you don't have anything.
当你我巴不得你或者是冷的当你冷的时候你起码知道你还缺乏什么东西。
He said, because thou say, I am rich.
因为你说我是富足。
Increase with goods.
已经发了财。
And I don't have a need of anything.
哦一样都不缺。
And knowest not that thou art wretched,
却不知道你是
and poor and blind and naked,
却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼赤身的。
Now what is he saying to this church?
主耶稣对这个教会在讲什么呢？
They are a very comfortable church.
它是一个很舒适的教会。
They don't have to trust God for anything.
他们不需要信靠神，自己就可以都搞定了。
Within their wealth, there comes power.
当他们有钱的时候，他们有财富的时候，他们也有能力，也有权力，也有能力。
They feel I'm good enough.
在他们自己，他们觉得我已经好够好了。
I don't need anything else.
我不再需要任何别的东西。
And we see he said to them, he tried to help this church.
主耶稣想要帮助这个教会。
He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire.
我主耶稣。劝这个教会向我买火炼的金子
mayest be rich.
叫你富足
Oh my friends, when God looks at our bank accounts and at our investments and we ourselves, we feel good and there's nothing wrong, I'm not preaching against it, but he looks at and he thinks, oh my, isn't that pitiful?
当主耶稣看到我们的存款看到我们的投资我们自己可能觉得很好主耶稣可能看看说好可怜呐、啊
Then he looks at that poor pastor.
然后他就主耶稣看看那个很穷的牧师。
That's had a little church that struggled through the years.
他说那个小教会呢又很
穷。Preaching the word, loving the Lord.
然后呢就在忠实的传讲神的话语这么多年一直在挣扎，然后在爱主。
And there he sees gold tried.
然后但是主耶稣在那个小小的贫穷的教会看到了火炼的金子。
God doesn't see things like you and I.
神看事情的角度是跟我们是不一样的。
And he said, "You need white raiment."
神说，你需要买这个白色的亚麻衣穿上。
And then he said, you need to have your eyes anointed.
你需要你的眼药擦你的眼睛。
Otherwise, he's going to spit us out.
不然的话，神就把他们像，就把我们，就把，把他必从口中把他吐出来。
Do you realize we are talking, many people talk about we want a revival in America.
你知道很多人在祷告说希望我们有复兴。
We want to see a great revival.
我们想要看神的一个大复兴，在神主耶稣来之前，我们需要看一个，希望能有个大的复兴教会。
But somehow what we're not aware of.
但是我们没有意识到的是
there is a great revival.
再有一个很大的复兴，是有一个很大的。
It's not in America.
但是却不是在美国。
It's in China.
在中国。
It's in India.
在印度。
It's in South America.
在南美洲。
They have grown, South America has grown 35% evangelical Christians over the last years.
在过去的这些很短的时间内，南美洲已经有增长了35%的这个福音派的信徒。
They said by 24, China will have more Christians than America.
2024? 在2024年，中国的基督徒会超过美国的基督徒人数。
So I want us to recognize and realize.
我希望大家能够认出来。
The revival is here.
真的，这个大复兴其实已经在这里了。
But it's not here.
但是却不在美国。
In our country.
不是在我们的现在所在的国家。为什么？
Because we say we're rich, we have need of nothing.
因为我说我们已经，因为在美国，我们说我们富足了，我们什么都不缺。
But we're blind.
但是实际上是瞎眼的。
We're bringing sin after sin and cursing God after curses to God.
我们就是一再的犯罪。不断的诅咒神，作为一个民族，作为一个国家来诅咒神。
But he's talking about the church.
但是神在这里是对教会讲话。
So if we're neither hot nor cold.
所以你也或者如果教会是不冷或者不热，也不
冷也不热。If we're just warming a seat.
如果只是说想到坐在这儿把凳子暖暖弄暖。
If we're not really sure that we have the power of God.
如果我们真的不是很确定我们有神的能力，有神的爱。
We need to try to find our way.
我们需要找到我们的路。
If we've lost our first love,
如果我们丧失掉了我们起初的爱。
And I believe there's those that have not. Don't get me wrong, but I'm preaching.
我相信有些人没有失掉这个起初的爱。主耶稣是对这个教会讲的。
But if you have,
如果你离弃了起初的爱。
Then you need to get down and repent and ask God to forgive you.
那你需要悔改，求神来原谅你。
That life and things within the church has become greater to you than the power of God.
就是只是在教会里的这些规则好像对你来讲已经超过了神本身的全能。
If we're in, as he warned the Sardis church,
如果神也警告萨迪的教会。
If you don't do something,
如果你不什么都不做。
You're not going to make it because I don't know you.
因为你没法到我这里来，因为我根本就不认识你。
So let us realize.
让我们意识到。
If I have just believed because I've come to America,
因为我如果你说我来，我就是因为我来了美国，我才相信。
I got into a Bible study group.
因为我去了一个查经班。
I see the good things.
我看到这个
Christianity.
我看到这个基督教是挺好的一面。
You know, Brother Shi's brother.
那个许牧师的兄弟哥哥。
A good man.
一个很好的人。
But he's ahead of the idol worship in his area.
但是他是那个那边那个拜偶像的一个头，就是那边很多人拜庙，他是那个是一个首领。
He said, "I know Christianity is better."
他说我知道基督教更好。
But I've been in this since I was.
但是我生下来就是这个拜偶像的。
You see, they don't doubt that Christianity is better.
他们也没有怀疑过说基督教是更好。
But it takes more than just our thinking and philosophy.
不单单是这个超过我们只是我们的想法或者我们的哲学。
So they get into the church.
所以呢，这些人就来到教会了。
They go through believers' meetings.
然后他们也去信徒的班，也受洗了。
And have never yet been sure they've been born.
但是他们从来没有确定他们真的是重生了。
He said we need to get there.
所以我们需要真的是重生。
So therefore, let's look at these things.
让我们一起来看。
You know, it was actually Peter.
是彼得，彼得在。
Peter was looking for Jesus.
彼得在等主耶稣的再来。
They actually thought that it was going to be in their time.
其实那个时候，使徒的时候，他们觉得主耶稣会再来，会发生在他们的时代。
It was called the glorious hope.
他们称为它是一个荣耀的盼望。
And every generation after that thought it was going to be their time.
每一个世代在使徒时候的世代都觉得他们会是那个能看到这个荣耀的盼望，主耶稣再来的世代。
But you see, it's someone like When Jesus stood before the Pharisees,
就像主耶稣在法利赛人站着的时候，面前的时候
，They wouldn't accept him.
这个法利赛人是不承认、不接受耶稣的。
And he says it's because you don't know the prophecies of the prophets.
因为那个主耶稣说你们不相信，是因为你不知道预言，不承认这个先知的预言。
You didn't know the time.
你们不知道这个时候。
And that is one of the problems that they hit.They didn't understand the prophecy said that he was going to be born in Bethlehem. He's going to die on a cross. All of those in God's work.
因为呢，这个法利赛人他们不知道神的这个，不真正明白神的这个预言，就是说主耶稣会在伯利恒出生，会死在十字架上，会死。
But Peter and Paul recognized.
但是彼得跟保罗他们知道。
That these things were going to come.
这些事情会来。
Peter said in third chapter, Peter,
彼得在彼得后书三章十一到十二节说
，He said, "Seeing that these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation?"
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔
？Look for and hasting until the coming of the day wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt.With fervent heat.
切切仰望神的日子来到，在那日天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
Peter went on to say in the 14th verse, "Wherefore, beloved, see ye that you look for such things. Be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless."
彼得接着说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既盼望有这些事，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。
At peace with God.
就是能够安然见主。
I say this morning as God has laid this on my heart.
就是神把这个感动放在我心里，我今天的信息讲这个信息。
For I have had time this month to pray.
因为呢，我这个月一直在，因为我又可以思想，可以祷告。”
And as I read, like Jesus said, exhorted us.
但主耶稣劝诫我们，主耶稣劝诫我们要读神的预言。
And I see them coming true every day.
我每天看到这些预言真的是在实现。
That's why I can say we are closer.
所以我可以说我们真的是近了。
He's at the door.
真的就在门口站着了。
Therefore.This church means more to me than anything else.
所以呢，这个我们这个教会对我来讲意味着比任何事情都多，都更重要。
You mean more to me.
你对我来讲真是更重要，比别的都重要。
And I have been crying unto the Lord, Lord, don't let any of them miss it.
我就在神面前祷告说，神呐，不要让任何人被留下。
Let every one of them be ready.
让每个人都准备好。
I'm not going to hold on to my works.
我不会说抓着我所做的一切。
And what I want to fight for my doctrine.
我不会说就为了我的教义来征战。
I'm going to make sure that I have a burning love in my heart for God.
我希望我要确定说在我的心里有对神火热的爱。
I've been born again of the Spirit.
我会去确定说我真的是在圣灵里重生了。
And I want to keep my eyes on Him.
我想要紧紧地盯着主耶稣。
Let us bow our heads.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父
，You know our heart today. You know our people.
你知道我们的心，你也知道我们属你的子民。
You loved us so much that you sent us a message.
你这样的爱我们，所以你给我们这个信息。
To help us to be sure to prepare for your
帮助我们能够真的是准备好，确定当你再来的时候，我们准备好了。
You know every one of us.
你知道我们其中的每个人。
So this morning I give them to you, Lord.
主啊，我今天早上把每个人交在你的手上。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will rest upon them.
我求真的圣灵就是降在他们的心上。
Show each one of us where we stand before you.
让我们知道我们在你面前我们是什么样的一个境况。
Lord, we pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
谢谢妈咪的这个信息啊，我们下面是这个欢迎。